Marijuana butter shown to get kids high. 21 June 2006, this is Reverend Zim speaking to you from Unnews from the cellar. Where my allergies are acting up. Walter Reed Army Hospital, Bethesda, Maryland. In a 70-year, $6.2 billion study, medical researchers have established indisputable evidence that marijuana butter gets kids high. These results come on the heels of a blossoming international conspiracy to get Americans high, thereby gaining a further advantage in the global smartiness race. Since the early 1970s, standardized test scores in Japan, most of Europe, and Southeast Asia have been on a steady rise, while American students cannot add simple figures in their heads or read a newspaper without the help of Sesame Street reruns. Indeed, it baffles many policy analysts from other countries as to why, for example, Americans continue to allow Dick Cheney to play hide the sausage with their national integrity. In the 1980s, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, or NORML, began to campaign for legislation supporting medical use as a foot-in-the-door technique to further their communist ambitions. When a controversial paper titled "Smelly Hippies Should Just Shut Up" by Dr. Colonel Regenitor Palladium, he wrote, quote, "The most efficient solution to the hippie problem is to draw from history and enact a plan that is modeled on the final solution. Knowing the bastard liberals in Congress would never pass such a law, we must consider alternatives such as, quote, peace and love, unquote, camps, and drilling into the minds of every youngster that marijuana is a gateway drug. A gateway to worse drugs, repugnant behavior, and smelliness," unquote. Unfortunately, Dr. Colonel Palladium became associated in the minds of the liberal pwned Congress with Dr. Strangelove when he unfortuitously delivered his paper to Congress the day after their release of the movie Dr. Strangelove in 1988. How about that? Among many other countries, hoping to augment the national decline of collective American intelligence, as opposed to intelligence, like analysis or military intelligence, is little-known Latvia. The seeds of capitalism in the back country are cannabis seeds. A popular anonymous source for drug-crazed hippies on the internet writes, quote, "Latvians love it," referring to marijuana butter. "And unlike soft drug cannabis, it's legal. Quote, only seeds are used for cannabis butter. The narcotic substance, tetrahydrocannabinol, is the resin and blossoms," unquote, Janis Strasdiens, a narcologist, told AFP, unquote. That was Evil Jesus on marijuana butter and its supposed lack of psychoactive effect. Quote, "Of course this is complete bullshit. It is imperative that we defoliate as much of the Americas as need be to stamp out their curse, marijuana," unquote, said drug czar John P. Walters in a speech responding to Mr. Strasdin's comment. Quote, "Those dirty Latvians are trying to kill two birds with a hand in the bush," unquote. It is believed he was referring to marijuana butter being a boost to Latvia's economy and the supposed effect of turning high school jock morons into dirty, smelly hippie morons, thereby making even Latvia look like a brain trust. Shortly after, Mr. Walters was fired as the director of the Office of National Drug Policy Control. This has been The Zimulator, again from his basement, reporting to you for Unnews. Thank you for listening.